the government's announced £500 per household in support. Tina Pollock runs a business in Gibsmere.
We've lost how many thousands of pounds, and all the restaurants and around us have also lost all the business from us. And if somebody had come and just helped us pump the road or sort the access, you know, we wouldn't be standing here now talking to you. I'd be up there working.
Passengers have described the moment someone had to be pulled to safety after a chunk of fuselage blew off a plane mid-flight. Alaska Airlines has now grounded its entire fleet of Boeing 737 MAX planes. Leaked papers appear to reveal Rishi Sunak's doubts about the Rwanda refugee plan. They suggest the then-Chancellor didn't think sending migrants to Africa would stop boat crossings. Police have confirmed they're investigating the post office for potential fraud over the wrongful conviction of hundreds of former managers. Many were jailed because faulty IT systems suggested money was missing from their branches. On the third anniversary of the US Capitol riots, former Vice President Mike Pence says he's confident nothing like that will ever happen again.
I think the American people cherish our Constitution they cherish the liberties enshrined there, and I'm confident that the American people will rally around that Constitution once again.
Donald Trump supporters overran the building in 2021 in response to Joe Biden's election victory. The US Supreme Court's agreed to hear Mr. Trump's appeal over Colorado's decision to ban him from the presidential primary elections. Sport: non-league Chesterfield's hopes of reaching the fourth round of the FA Cup were crushed as championship side Watford scored in the 95th minute to come from behind and win 2-1. It's Middlesbrough 0, Aston Villa 0 at the moment. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
Thank you, Kevin.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, John Chubb, for a superb edition of Phoenix Sport. Coming up next, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Well, before we do anything else, we must say thank you to John Chubb for an absolutely sensational edition of Phoenix Sport. Thank you very much, John. I particularly like the bit where you said that Coventry City had won 6-2 and had sailed into the fourth round of the FA Cup. John is back on Thursday with a non-league hour, which is another really, really good listen. So thank you very much, John. Now you go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. You have definitely earned it. And hello to you. Happy New Year. 2024. How about that? How's your week been? Can you believe it's been a week since we got together? And what a week it's been. Have you been all over the place day-wise? I have. On Tuesday, I thought it was Thursday. On Thursday, I thought it was Saturday. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, it's Saturday night tonight. And you're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. What we do on this show is play songs from the 70s, the 80s and the 1990s that don't get played enough on the radio. And better than all that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool or trendy to be played, it just has to be a joy. And everything that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And tonight, because it's our first show of 2024, we've got some new features to bring you. We have got Trackwards. We've got When They Were Six, because it's the sixth of the month. And we've got a new feature, Are You a Cover Lover? We'll still do the Soppy Softies at seven. We'll do the birthday bonanzas, people celebrating a birthday this weekend. And we'll have the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser before we say goodbye with the long song. But before all that, turn it up. It's Saturday night, and I think there's only one song we can start with.
telling me lies.
Sing a sound we heard. She left.
Two songs back to back with exactly the same title. Kicking off this evening's show was Pilot and January. That was their second single release after Magic. Do you know, Magic just missed out on the top 10 in 1974. It peaked at legs 11. January was released in January 1975 and it made it all the way to number one. It was written by lead singer and bassist Dave Payton. And it also made it to number one in Australia and over in Ireland. Then we heard the unmistakable sound of Elton John and his song, also called January, but that one was never released as a single. It's taken from his 1997 album, The Big Picture, and it's album track number nine. And as you might expect, it's written by Elton John with lyrics by Bernie Taupin, as they usually are on Elton John songs. Now, I did say we've got some new features for 2024. Let's do the first. Let's do Trackwards.
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards. Okay, Trackwards is when we play one of our favourite songs backwards and you see if you can guess what it is. I'm going to play about 20 to 30 seconds of a song. See if you recognise it. And if you do, get in touch. radio@phoenixfm.com. You can drop us an email. Let us know if you can recognise this song. If you've just tuned in, there's no need to adjust your wireless. We were just playing a record backwards to see if you can guess what it is, because it's Trackwards. It's an iconic song from the 1980s. Did you recognise it? Well, do you know what? It's all madness, really, isn't it?
These are the streets I used to walk on summer nights, sit out and talk. That's the house where I used to live. I remember what I would give. This is the town I won't forget. And after anger
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
ABC. The track's called Say It. That one was released in January 1992, and it just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 42. I mean, how close was that? The song was written by lead singer Martin Fry and keyboardist Mark White. It's taken from their album Abracadabra. Before that, we heard Madness and The Rise and Fall. That's the title track from their 1982 album. I had it on vinyl. Do you know, I think I had probably all of Madness's albums in from the 1980s on vinyl, and I played them all to death. They were so good, weren't they? Rise and Fall, the record. It wasn't released as a single. It's written by Graham McPherson and Chris Foreman, better known as lead singer Soggs and guitarist Chrissy Boy. Now, just earlier, we did do Trackwards. I will give you the answer to Trackwards before we do the Soppy Softies at 7. But now we're going to do another new feature, and this is called When They Were Six. Okay, this is when these records were at number 6 in the charts. They were, all three of them were at number 6 in this chart on this day. But from which year? They are from the corresponding years in each of the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s. So, for instance, I'm going to play the first one. And if you think that was from 1976, for instance, then it follows that the next one will be from 1986 and the last one from 1996. So, they were all in the charts at number 6 on this day. But what was the corresponding year in each of the 70s, the 80s and the 90s? Here's Ian Jury and his Blockheads to kick us off.
In the deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me. Shitala, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me. Vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arapaho, move their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me. Das ist gut, sehr fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick, it's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me. Hit me, hit me, hit.
Looking good in every way. Phoenix FM.
Songs back to back, all of which were at number 6 in the chart on this day in the corresponding year from the 70s, 80s and 90s. Which years was it? And by the way, we're saying number 6 in the chart just because it's the 6th of the month today. So first of all, we heard the awesome Ian Drury and the Blockheads and Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. On this day, it had just jumped 7 places from number 13 to number 6. It would eventually go on to peak at number 1. The track was written by Ian Drury himself and Blockhead Chaz Jankel, and it's the first track from their album Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. Then we heard Naina Cherry and Buffalo Stance, and on this day it had just climbed one place from last week's number 7 to this week's number 6. It was her debut UK release and it would go on to peak at number 3. Her biggest hit came in 1995 when she featured on Love Can Build a Bridge along with Cher and Chrissie Hynde, which also featured Eric Clapton on guitar. You know, Naina Cherry's daughter is, of course, Mabel, and she's having top 10 hits of her own now. Then finally, we heard Bryan Adams and Mel C and When You're Gone. And on this day, that had just climbed one place from last week's number 7 to this week's number 6, of course. It entered the charts at number 3, and that was its peak position. So it's kind of moving around the chart quite slowly, kind of going up, coming down, going up, coming down. Mel C's debut release, Away From the Spice Girls, her first completely and only solo number 1, came in 2000 when I Turn to You made it to the top spot. And I think we all know what Bryan Adams' biggest hit was, don't we? So I won't mention that one. So what year do we think they were all at number six in the charts. It was nine. So 1979 for Ian Jury and the Blockheads and Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. 1989 for Nana Cherry and Buffalo Stance. And 1999 for Brian Adams and Mousy with When You're Gone. Do you know what? Shall we have another quick listen to Trackwoods?
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. Okay. What do you think this song is that we're playing 20 seconds of backwards? It's an iconic song from the 1980s, and I will give you the answer before we do the Soppy Softies at 7. But first...
that I am new. But I don't care for sugar, honey, if I can't have you. Since you
of my favourite voices in music back to back there. That, of course, was Annie Lennox. The track was Walking on Broken Glass. That was her fourth single release away from the Eurythmics, and it peaked at number 8 in 1992. It's taken from her debut solo album, Diva. You know, Annie Lennox wrote the track herself, and the record did make it all the way to number 1 over in Canada. Before that, we heard George Michael and just a terrific song, Too Funky. I absolutely adore that song. I play it all the time at home. It reached number 4 in 1992. Do you know, it was originally meant to be on his album Listen Without Prejudice Volume 1. But instead, George Michael changed his mind and the song featured on the album Red Hot and Dance, which was a charity album with all the proceeds going to AIDS awareness. And in fact, George Michael donated all of the royalties from Too Funky to the AIDS awareness charity. Chart-wise, it performed best in Denmark, where it made it all the way to number one there. But they were two great songs, weren't they? Right, next up, we have got another new feature for you. Undercover of
the night. It's the Gazers, Pleasers and Cheesers cover lover.
That's right. Are you a cover lover? What I'm going to do is I'm going to play the original of a song and then I'm going to play a cover version of it. And it's just up to you, which do you prefer, the original or the cover? And this week we're kicking off with Dolly Parton, quite simply because we share a birthday. So here's the original.
Mm-hmm. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Right then, that was the original. Now, here is the cover. Okay, so are you a cover lover? We played the original, first of all, which was Dolly Parton. The song was, of course, Jolene. That was actually Dolly Parton's debut single release in the UK, and it made it to number 7 in 1976. And as you might expect with Dolly Parton, she, of course, wrote the song herself. And legend has it that the song was inspired by a red-headed bank clerk who flirted with her husband just around the time when they were newly married. Then we heard the cover, and that was Strawberry Switchblade and their cover of Jolene. Strawberry Switchblade were a duo from Glasgow formed of Jill Bryson and Rose McDowell. They released their version in 1985, and it didn't really get anywhere near the top 40. It peaked at number 53. You know, Strawberry Switchblade are really one-hit wonders. You might remember their debut release, Since Yesterday. That got to number 5 back in 1984. And Since Yesterday is a really, really good song. If you haven't heard it, I will dig it out, and we'll play it in the next couple of weeks on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. So, which did you prefer, the original by Dolly or the cover by Strawberry Switchblade? It's entirely up to you. There's no wrong answers. But what I would say is, if you do like Dolly Parton and you do like your country music, then you must check out The Night Shift on Phoenix FM. Here is Madeline to tell you about it.
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's a very good listen, and she has some great guests on her show as well. Okay, let's get back to Trackwood, shall we? I did say I was going to give you the answer before we did the Soppy Softies at 7, so let's have one more listen. What song do you think this is? Any ideas? I have to say, my brother in Coventry got it right, so congratulations, Matthew. Good work, fella. If you didn't know what it was, then let's just play it forward, shall we? Here it is. It's obvious now, isn't it?
Yeah, you made me feel.
The answer to the very first trackwards on Geezer's Pleases and Cheeses. It was, of course, Like a Virgin by Madonna. Do you know, is this still her most iconic track? I mean, even now, I guess it depends what Madonna generation you're from, really, doesn't it? Is that a thing, a Madonna generation? Because, you know, she's been in the 80s, the 90s, the noughties. I don't know. Her best period for me was definitely the 80s. Although I do like Vogue, and that was from 1990. Anyway, I'm digressing a little bit. Like a Virgin was her fourth single release, and at the time it gave her a biggest hit when it peaked at number three. It's also the title track from her second album. The record did make it to number one over in Australia, Canada, and her native USA. So how about that? Okay, let's squeeze in one more song before we do the Soppy Softies at seven.
Yeah.